It is Friday morning here, ladies and gentlemen. Freddie Kiger is back with more trivia for you. And the morning would not be complete without that here on the Ron Stutz Show. And Freddie, what do you got for us this morning?
Well, thank you. But first, before, to all our friends out there of the Jewish faith, happy Hanukkah, which, if I'm not badly mistaken, begins at sunset today, December the 11th. So we hope all of you have a happy Hanukkah.
Yep.
And thinking along lines of the holidays, I thought maybe a question about board games. Nobody does board games anymore because too slow, too long. It's not as action-packed. But board games, you ready?
Yes, I am absolutely ready.
All right. Which of the four railroads on the Monopoly board really isn't named after a real railroad? Which of the four railroads on a Monopoly board, and the traditional, original one, really isn't named after a real railroad? You got four choices there, so any call and a shot in the dark, if you will, has got a 25% chance of winning. And if you do so, 100% chance of winning a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
Well, even if you're not sure, call us and guess, and you might be our winner. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now.
Start your day the right way with the award-winning Ron Stutz. He's been waking up Chapel Hill for over 40 years. Tune in weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
All you've got to do when you wake up in the morning is join us at 97.9 The Hill WCHL, and you will always know what's happening in our community. All your coronavirus information and everything else to get your day started. 97.9 The Hill. This is Ron Stutz. I'll see you on the radio. Freddie, I'm trying to think of the only railroad on the Monopoly board that is not named for a real railroad, and the only one that even comes to mind for me today, my mind's still kind of foggy this morning, Pennsylvania Railroad, but I don't even know the answer to that question.
Yeah, Pennsylvania was big player.
Yeah.
Big player, and they were rivals, great rivals of another railroad on the board, the B&O.
Okay.
And then, of course, you remember one of the cards that said, take a ride on the Reading. So Pennsylvania, B&O, and Reading Railroads.
Mm-hmm.
But the one,
mm-hmm.
as you come down the stretch toward going past North Carolina Avenue, headed toward Park Place and Broadway, the Short Line.
Wow.
Yep. Now, the game's inventor is reputed to have had a small interurban tram line, the Shore Fast Line, in mind when he named his four railroads.
Yeah.
So he picked Pennsylvania, B&O, and Reading, and then with his mind in that realm, gave that fourth railroad the Short Line, as in a tram line. And, of course, so many of the properties on the Monopoly board modeled after Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Well, I apologize for not knowing the answer to that question, but it's been a long time since I played Monopoly.
Well, that's what I was saying. Nobody plays Monopoly anymore. It's not, you got to play some sort of galactic game in which you can destroy planetary worlds and civilizations, or shoot up half the population of Guadalajara, or do crazy stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you, man. We need to get back to basics and pull out the board games. We have a whole, practically a whole closet full of those things at our house. Maybe we'll pull some out during the holiday season when everybody's here.
Yeah, like Clue and Sorry and Aggravation.
Candyland.
Yeah, Uncle Wiggily. Boy, that goes back.
Oh, man, I remember Uncle Wiggily. That was fun.
Yeah, I still got Uncle Wiggily.
Wow.
Okay.
Hey, Freddie, thank you very much, buddy, and have a great weekend.
You too, pal. See you on Monday.
Yeah, Uncle Wiggly's coming to visit us.
Yeah, all right.
See ya.